All right, we got a big show tonight, so let's get it on the road. Let's start with the carryout here on 720 WGN. This is where I read the news, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Well, today the Trump administration commented on the travel ban. You know what they said? They said, all is going well. Protesters continue to march on America's airports in huge crowds, turn out in London and throughout the UK, or as the kids say, global. What's next? Well, according to Trump, nothing. He's moved on and left the rest of us to argue on Facebook. Some people argue that this is what Trump was elected to do, to secure our safety by any means necessary. Others argue that a travel ban is atrocious because to stop incoming terrorists, you've gone against the very values that terrorists want to take away. This is tough because I've tried to be objective, understand the issue as much as I can, and I get that the countries that are on the list have a beef with us, and terrorists do train there. And they're probably pretty angry since we've been bombing select countries via drones for the last 15 years. But I also know that the countries that we're talking about are huge. There are millions of people that look at America as the land of the free, home of the brave. They like us. And they're regular people with no political agenda, no desire to hurt anybody. They just want a fresh start. Or maybe to run from something. Drones. So we are punishing many for the actions of few, which really sounds like something we learned in grade school. I thought the best point was made by Steve Bertrand and Bill and Wendy today. If you use the logic applied by the Trump administration and reverse it, Paris, France could easily be like, we don't accept people from Chicago because they have a serious gun violence problem. We don't know if you're going to bring guns in. We don't know anything about you. You might murder all of us. No thanks. And before you say, that would never happen. It just did. Some thought that the country's anxiety over the travel ban would force President Trump to announce his Supreme Court earlier than expected to divert the media's attention. Well, that's true. That seems to be the case since Trump has decided to make the announcement tomorrow instead of Thursday. And he's addressing the nation with the nomination, which I think is a first. Usually it's done by press release or maybe announcing in the Rose Garden. Nope, Trump takes to mainstream television to do what he does best. Compete with The Bachelor? I wish he would do it by Facebook Live like he does his weekly addresses, you know, but instead do it handheld. Take a look, all the cool things in my room, until he's interrupted by Melania. Mom, get out! I'm showing all my friends in a really rocky, bumpy kind of handheld way. Where's Governor Rauner in all this? He did put out a statement while he's been at a three-day retreat for Republican governors put on by the Koch brothers. The issues that the influential conservative fundraisers are focusing on? Criminal justice. Yeah, I didn't know the Koch brothers were building prisons. But back at home, thousands of protesters swarmed O'Hare Airport as Homeland Security held some travelers in limbo who had already boarded planes. No gov, so although there's probably no G's to drop in travel ban, so I can understand why I wasn't there. But the mayor was. Mayor Emanuel was at the airport. He's been critical of the president and the travel ban. He says that he would host refugees at his north side house. Poor refugees. Imagine what that's like. Hey, you guys heard the new Wilco? It's great. You guys like kale? Oh, it's great. Let me make him a smoothie. Sony took a $1 billion write-down today. I'm sorry. For the commoners, that just means they're taking a non-cash goodwill impairment charge. What? There's nothing confusing. Guys, keep up with me. I understand that we live in difficult times, but you have to do a better job of educating yourself. You need to know what non-cash goodwill impairment charge. Okay, I don't know what it means either. I read this story 5 times. I guess it means Sony didn't make as much money as they thought they were going to make. No, they're telling us? Cool. A barista robot was introduced at a San Francisco coffee shop, and yep, he's really fast. The robot can make hundreds and hundreds of lattes faster than a human barista, which are worrying opponents of automation, but no word on whether or not the robot can spell. What is your name? It's Brendan. Brandon. No, Brendan. Brandon. No. In weather, what was that blinding gold sphere we saw this morning? What was that? That was crazy. It lit up my whole room. Well, the sun, is that what you call it, the sun? It's been gone from the Chicago area for a record straight 8 days, longest in 25 years, but it quickly went away. So now all that's left is that whitewash / gray everywhere. The official color of cold. In sports, why don't we lead with the Northwestern Wildcats, huh? The Cats are ranked. They came in at number 25 in this week's AP poll after they made short work of the Hoosiers from Indiana. The Wildcats are now 18-4. To put that in perspective, if they lost the rest of their games, they'd still be a bubble team. So that's awesome. Here comes some stiff competition, though. Purdue, who lost to Nebraska this weekend. Wisconsin and Maryland, all ranked in the top 25. Funny about the AP top 25, they released it today, and it was online. And usually, you know, it shows each team, and it puts their logo next to the team. So it says Florida, and shows the Gator, and it shows what arrow up and down. Northwestern was 25, and it just said the word Northwestern. Like, they had no, they're like, I don't even know if they have a logo. I've never heard of this school. They've never been here. This is brand new. What do we do? Just type in Northwestern. What font? I don't know what font. That's ridiculous. You know you've had a long drought in collegiate sports when they can't even do a Google search for your logo. They're like, I don't even know how to look. The Bulls won a game at home last night against the 76ers, who were without their star Joel Embiid. You know it's bad when everyone's pumped after a win at home against the 76ers without Joel Embiid. Give me a break. The Bulls now head out on the road to play the Thunder, Rockets, and the Golden State Warriors. This six-game road trip could either be the beginning of something great or the end of something terrible. Or they go 3-3. You know they're going to go 3-3 and be like, we don't know what to do. Oh, the conventions are over now, and the Cubs and Sox are looking down the barrel of spring training starting up 2 weeks. The Cardinals? Well, they're going to be a little lighter in the pocketbook, losing $2 million and two draft picks for hacking the Houston Astros computer system a couple years back. To their defense, they just wanted to know who they were emailing. Who you hanging out with? Who you always emailing? I thought we were tight. That's the carry out for January 30th, 2017. Hey, you know what we want to do? We want to give you a lot of salt tonight. It's cold. We'll make sure you don't slip. There's like 40 salt packets in the bag. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling. They're going to be in studio for Touche. This is going to be a good one. Week 2 of the Trump administration. Right here, 720 WGN. Stay with us.